Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des is back again.
Yeah, let's start with last night's football. And Ollie Watkins struck a late goal to send England to their second successive European Championship final. Gareth Southgate's side beat the Netherlands 2-1. The Dutch took the lead, a superb Xavi Simon strike. Harry Kane equalised with a very controversial penalty before Watkins came off the bench and wrote his name into the history books by sealing the 2-1 triumph in the 90th minute. No English team has made it to a major final on foreign soil before, and now the English men have the chance to become European champions for the first time on Sunday night. The Dutch, though furious about the penalty decision, manager Ronald Koeman said he kicked the ball and the boots touched. I think we cannot play football properly. This is due to VAR. It breaks football. And even former England defender Gary Neville felt the Netherlands had every right to feel aggrieved. He said, as a defender, I think it's an absolutely disgraceful decision. But for England manager Gareth Southgate, it was a wonderful night. And he surprisingly revealed a lot when he spoke about the intense criticism he has faced.
When you're doing something for your country and you're a proud Englishman, when you don't feel that back and when all you read is criticism, it's hard. So to be able to celebrate a second final is very, very special, and you know, especially with fans that travel, you know, our travelling support is amazing, the amount of money they spend to travel, the commitment to do that, to be able to give them nights like this, and you know, I think we have given them a few over the definitely the last 6 years from Russia onwards. It means a lot. So if I hadn't been on the grass, I'd have been watching, celebrating like they were. So we're kindred spirits in many ways. But of course, I'm the one that has to pick a team, and So to be able to give them a night like tonight, very, very special.
Elsewhere, Colombia beat Uruguay 1-0 in their Copa America semi-final earlier this morning. Despite being reduced to 10 men for 45 minutes, they now play Argentina in the final. Tonight in the Europa Conference League, two League of Ireland sides in action, both playing opponents from Gibraltar. Shelburne play St Joseph, that's at Talca Park, 7:45 kickoff. Derry City away to Magpies. Also today, the new Republic of Ireland soccer manager, Heimer Hallgrimsson, will be unveiled in Dublin. The fact that he's a former dentist has been a godsend to headline writers. The Irish Sun win the competition. Their headline is "Gum on, you boys in green." Heim the gaffer with the photograph. But it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. It's reported he's going to earn €650,000 a year, according to the Irish Independent, €100,000 more than Stephen Kenny, with bonuses for World Cup qualification. Hallgrimsson's contract will run for 17 months. The Nations League campaign kicks it off when we play England at home in September. What a game that'll be. And the 2026 World Cup qualifiers that end in November 2025. Now, until 2 weeks ago, he was manager of Jamaica for 2 years, leaving the post that when they exited the Copa America, they went out after losing all their group matches to Mexico, Venezuela and Ecuador. So what impact did he make there? Moira Hannan has been speaking to Jamaican sports journalist Gregory Bryce.
For the majority of his time here in Jamaica, speaking with his coaching staff, speaking with some of the players, speaking with the Jamaica Football Federation, a message that we got about his stint here in Jamaica was that he was a really well-organized coach. He was someone who run a well-knit team, and he was always by the books. He had his rules, and he set his rules, and he asked for his players to follow those rules. In his resignation, his final interview, as he announced that he was leaving Jamaica, he spoke about when he first came, he was told that there was a divide in the Jamaican camp, which was something that was already well-known. For a country like Jamaica, there is an almost divide where some fans are on the side that they would want to see more local based talents taking charge of the squad, while other fans felt that the more overseas-based talent should be where the core talent come from. And that was something that he felt he had to challenge, he had to tackle as a coach, and that's actually a key part of his 2 year stint here in Jamaica. He was often seen at the local leagues watching players. He regularly hosted local camps for these players. And then we'd see these players actually being given opportunities to play in the national program. clearly there was a lot of improvements for the Jamaica national team in terms of quality in the squad since he took over. We made a semifinals appearance at the CONCACAF Gold Cup where we lost out to Mexico, and as well as for the first time ever we made it to the CONCACAF Nations League finals where we finished third overall. However, there were some low points as well. Potential persons felt that the team could have done better. Speaking of the Copa America, there were some high expectations going into that tournament. Unfortunately, the team ended with three defeats in three games. Some persons felt that the coach was perhaps too defensive in his tactics.
Interesting insight there from Gregory Bryce. In tennis, the men's quarterfinals of Wimbledon saw a victory for Lorenzo Musetti, who beat Taylor Fritz in five sets. He'll now play Novak Djokovic, who didn't have to play because his opponent, Alex de Minaur, withdrew before their quarterfinal with a hip injury. Today, it's semi-finals day in the women's singles. Elena Rybakina plays Barbara Krejcikova, and Donna Vekic of Croatia takes on Jasmine Paolini of Italy. In the Tour de France, Tadej Pogacar could not keep his main rival for the yellow jersey at bay as Jonas Vingegaard beat him in a dramatic sprint to the finish of stage 11. Vingegaard remains third overall with Remco Evenepoel hanging in on second place. In golf, Rory McIlroy tees off in the Scottish Open this morning, 1 week ahead of the British Open, and he says he's confident of bouncing back from his heartbreaking defeat in the US Open last month. And finally, racing this evening is at Leopardstown, the feature of the Group 3 Brownstown Stakes.